Shalom and welcome. I am Rabbi Chasya Uriel Steinbauer on behalf of Kehilat Musar, a wonderful community of practitioners of the Musar practice, a spiritual and Jewish mindfulness discipline deeply entrenched in the Jewish tradition. I thank you so much for joining us during the 40 days of Musar practice, where we engaged in multiple Musar practices from Cheshbon HaNefesh, the accounting of the soul journal, to chanting together our morning affirmation, to spending time working on a visualization practice, and really engaging in enthusiasm and gratitude, awakening to the good and giving thanks in order to prepare ourselves for this day. And we have arrived. We have indeed. Baruch Hashem. So I don't know about you, but I am deeply excited. Why? Why am I deeply excited coming up on the Day of Atonement at sundown? Because I have a daily Musar practice and I am with a beloved community of supportive practitioners that we all practice and work together in Kehilat Musar. We're very supportive. So I feel ready. Now, of course, some of you may be feeling, I'm not ready. I haven't forgiven so-and-so, or I don't forgive myself, or I haven't forgiven God, or maybe I haven't asked for forgiveness. And this is part of it. Why is this day special? Why is it here? Probably because we as human beings, we might not ever really work on teshuva, on returning and on repentance, if we didn't have a day assigned to us, a special day to remind us that this is part of why we're here, is to constantly work on changing and growing because we can. So, atonement, it means we can begin again. We seek repentance, we work on it, that's our practice. And then whatever relationship we have with God, we really turn to God and say, I have not completed the work. We are a team, we are in partnership together. I need you to atone, I need you to do the rest, Hashem. Whatever divine presence you have, whatever relationship, turn to God over this next 25 hours and really allow the work to unfold because you deserve it. Think about you've committed this 40 days with Kehilat Musar to really build and lead up to this moment. Kol HaKavod, I'm proud of all of us. So we are not held captive by our past or our failures. We want to really continue with these questions together. How will we live? How will we grow emotionally? How will we train ourselves to be more awake, more alert, more compassionate, to hear the cry of the lonely and the poor? Will we live a life that makes a difference? For every mistake, we grow. This is no failure. We experience more and more with every mistake, and it makes us more human. That's part of why we're here. Teshuvah, returning, repentance, is an effort and an experience. It assumes that we can grow. So, make sure you enter this Yom Kippur, this Day of Atonement, really looking at yourself and saying, what do I want to change in myself to be better tomorrow? And let's put this in our Musa, in our Musar Mida language. What Mida, what soul trait, personality trait, do you want to strengthen, to balance, to be better tomorrow? And then join us. Soon after Yom Kippur, we will be reaching out to all of you to join a Musar group, a Musar Vad, where we'll be able to practice and form community and be together. to really strengthen our midot, to balance ourselves. And I ask you that you join us. So, I will leave you with some final thoughts. Why don't we tell people how they've hurt us? Mostly because we fear looking and feeling vulnerable. Why don't we apologize? We often feel guilty and don't want to expose that guilt. Again, it's about feeling vulnerable. In a Musar Vad and Musar group, we can allow that vulnerability. We can honor it and honor each other with compassion and presence. God never asks us not to make mistakes. We are to acknowledge our mistakes, learn from them, grow from them, take responsibility, and apologize when we can. On behalf of Kehilat Musar, I wish you Gemar Chatima Tova. May you be sealed in the Book of Life. May this be such a better year.